This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Ukraine has accused Moscow of illegally seizing three of its naval ships off Russia-annexed Crimea. We asked Robert Manning of the Atlantic Council what effect it might have on resolving differences between Ukraine and Russia.
It's clearly an escalation. You know, the fighting in Ukraine has sort of fallen off the front pages, but the conflict has continued. And I don't know that we're any closer to a resolution.
Russia confirmed today it fired on the vessels and then seized them. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met with visiting Chadian President Idriss Deby.
But it is a fact that you, as a leader of an African country, an important African country, the majority of whose population is Muslim, is coming to Israel to renew our friendship and our relationship, I think is a testament of what is going to happen with other such countries in Africa as well.
Mr. Deby's visit is the first by a Central African leader to visit Israel. He said the visit could help turn a page in bilateral relations between the two countries. Britain and the European Union have agreed on how the UK will be leaving the EU next year. British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says more aspects of the deal can be negotiated after Brexit happens.
There are other things in it that we've got to work hard for after we leave the EU, but we can only get those other things when we've left the EU. And so, you know, can this be a staging post to everything that people have wanted from Brexit? Yes, I think it can.
British Prime Minister Theresa May must now sell the deal to a divided parliament. There's intense opposition from pro-Brexit and pro-EU lawmakers alike in the British Parliament. Hunt believes May will be able to see it all through and not resign, as some opponents of Brexit have suggested. This is VOA News. U.S. authorities have reopened the San Ysidro border crossing, an entry between the city of San Diego, California, and Tijuana, Mexico. They helped stop all the north and southbound traffic for a while after 500 men, women, and children tried to rush the border. Reuters' Nathan Frandino has more on the tense moments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Chaos and confusion swelled at the U.S.-Mexico border on Sunday as U.S. officials halted all border traffic between San Diego and Tijuana. The closure came as Mexican police cracked down on a protest on behalf of Central American migrants massed near the port of entry, while U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers on the U.S. side fired tear gas. Protesters were caught in the middle. Many of the migrants are part of a caravan seeking asylum in the United States. The activity came a day after Trump said migrants would stay in Mexico until their asylum claims were individually approved in U.S. courts. Mexico's incoming government has denied they had struck any such deal.
Reuters' Nathan Frandino. France's finance minister says he will be meeting with the country's employers' federation and retailers to assess the economic impact of violent clashes between police and protesters over the weekend. Thousands of people took to the streets of Paris demonstrating against a fuel tax. Police had to use tear gas and water cannon to control the crowds of protesters. Today marks the 10th anniversary of the Mumbai terrorist attacks. From November 26 to 29 of the 2008, 10 individuals associated with the terror group attacked luxury hotels, a Jewish center, and a busy train station in India's financial capital, killing 166 people. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the barbarity of the attack shocked the world. The State Department's Reward for Justice program offering $5 million for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. Dust storms, raging brush fires, heat waves, all happening as Australia deals with an expected bout of wild weather. In Queensland, they are facing quickly developing fires. Katerina Carroll is Commissioner of Queensland Fire and Emergency Services.
It's a combination of everything. It's a combination of the temperature, the low humidity, the variable winds. In this part of the world, we have not experienced these conditions before. We do have a wonderful predictive services unit that has predicted the variability in the winds, and that's how we plan for the future. So we were expecting the winds to change this morning. It gave us a great latitude to put in further containment lines.
Queenslanders are dealing with long days of high heat in which temperatures have remained above 35 degrees Celsius. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.